I'm Saleha Mohsen, and I've covered economic policy for years and reported on how it impacts people across the United States. In 2016, I saw how voters were leaning towards Trump and how so many Americans felt misunderstood by Washington. So I started The Big Take DC. We dig into how money, politics, and power shape government and the consequences for voters. With new episodes every Thursday, you can listen to The Big Take DC on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
The Black Effect presents Family Therapy, and I'm your host, Elia Connie. Jay is the woman in this dynamic who is currently co-parenting two young boys with her former partner, David.
David, he is a leader. He just don't want to leave me.
But how do you lead a woman? How do you lead in a relationship? Like, what's the blueprint?
David, you just asked the most important question. Listen to Family Therapy on the Black Effect Podcast Network, iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Oh, hi, I'm Rachel Zoe, and my podcast, Climbing in Heels, is back and better than ever. You might know me from the Rachel Zoe Project, or perhaps from my work as a celebrity stylist. And guess what? I'm still just as obsessed with all things fashion, beauty, and business. Climbing in Heels is all about celebrating the stories of extraordinary women, and this season is here to bring you a weekly dose of glamour, inspiration, and fun. Listen to Climbing in Heels every Friday on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
I used to have so many men.
How this beguiling woman in her 50s...
She looked like a million bucks.
...scams a bunch of famous athletes out of untold fortunes...
Nearly $10 million was all gone.
It's just unbelievable.
Hide your money in your old rich man, because she is on the prowl.
Listen to Queen of the Con, Season 5, The Athlete Whisperer, on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Danielle Moody here, host of the Woke AF Daily podcast. We've been with iHeart for a year, and what a year it has been. As we head deeper into 2024 and yet another life-changing election cycle, Woke AF Daily is here to keep you sane and woke. Make Woke AF Daily your podcast destination for 2024 election news and analysis. Listen to Woke AF Daily Season 5 on the iHeart Radio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Welcome to Reasonably Shady, a production of the Black Effect Podcast Network and iHeartRadio. Welcome to another episode of Reasonably Shady. I am Giselle Bryant.
What's up? What's up, everyone? This is Robin Dixon. Thank you. Once again,
Robbie D in the house.
Robin, I walked into your house and I don't see any Christmas decorations.
Oh,
Robin is late to the game, people.
I am. Okay, so my tree is in the box. It's in my living room, my family room.
Okay.
And Juan and I planned to put it up the other day, but that didn't happen because I was on my period and I was just like...
What does that have to do with putting up Christmas decorations?
You know what the period does to me.
I know. Yeah, I know.
I was literally like sitting on my couch the entire day, just stuck. And it was like, okay. Yeah. So right. I'm feeling better.
Okay.
So we're going to start getting to it today. But I'm like not ready to put all that stuff up.
Well, they say that people that put their Christmas stuff up early live longer.
No, that they're happier.
You're happier.
Right.
There
we talked about this. And yes. I was like, I think they're happier because when they put it up earlier, it just makes you happy.
Right.
Like, I don't think it's like, oh, happy people put it up earlier. You know what I mean?
So well, it's December. So get
yes,
to it.
I'm going to get to it.
Okay.
The next time you come.
It'll be up. Now, this is the problem. Because if you don't put it up soon, you're going to keep it up till Valentine's Day. And I don't want to see it at Valentine's Day.
I don't do that, though.
You're going to. Because you're going to be like, oh, my God, I just put it up. And I don't want to take it down.
I know.
And I want to take it down.
I know. That's the hard part.
Yeah.
Because you don't want to part with your beautiful decorations.
Let's get it going, sis.
Okay. All right.
Anyway, do you have a reason? Wait a minute. We have so much to say before we say our reasonably shady moment.
We do.
First of all. Thank you all for watching The Real Housewives of Potomac.
Oh,
okay,
yes.
Let's start there.
Yes, okay, thank you.
Because we over here breaking records with our ratings and whatnot.
8 years in and we still doing it.
We still doing a damn thing. So, people, thank you for watching. If you're not watching, it's okay. Just go and turn TV on Sunday at 8 o'clock.
Yep, find out what you're missing.
Today drops the Christmas selection for G&A.
Oh.
So G&A is a athletic apparel line that Ashley and I have been working on. And yes. we're doing like a little Christmas selection.
Cute.
A little stocking stuffer.
So it launches today.
It launches today. So go on to the website. It's gnaapparel.com.
Very cute.
Yes. And okay. get your socks, hats, and t-shirts.
Is my package in the mail?
Yeah, I'm going to bring you your package, okay? I'm going to bring you your GNA.
No, I'm going to purchase.
Yes. I'm going to bring it for Carly. You and, you know, there's some producers that always want their free stuff. So I'm going to send it to them too.
Of course. Super cute. Oh, that's exciting. Congratulations.
Thank you. Thank you. Okay. And then lastly, we now have a YouTube channel.
Mm-hmm.
So get your subscribe on.
So we've had this YouTube channel.
I know.
First of all.
I know. Right. Okay. It's pathetic.
So y'all, like when we first started recording, we started recording and putting episodes on YouTube.
Yeah.
We're not very well versed in the technology of it all.
But we're getting it together.
But we're trying. We're making little baby steps.
Yeah.
So, yes, if you want to, you know, see what we put on YouTube, go for it. We've been trying to put on little, you know, our little video clips on Instagram and
right,
stuff.
So, like, check it out.
We're taking baby steps.
Yeah. So when you subscribe, is it just like pressing a button and you subscribe? Like, what is that? That's it?
That's how it works.
Oh, so get it on. Get the subscription. Make it happen. Press the button. Subscribe. Okay. Anyway, do you have a reason to be shady moment? Oh, wait a minute. Before we get to that, I know. Yes. Patreon. Get your Patreon on because we will be not downloading. Yeah, we'll be uploading a Patreon episode soon.
Yes, absolutely. Patreon is where it's at.
Listen, Patreon be getting me and Robin in trouble. Okay.
Right.
Well, after the Patreon, we be getting phone calls.
People can't handle what we say. Oh my gosh. Like, why are you so upset with what we say?
Yeah. So definitely you want to hear what we saying because we getting in trouble from what we saying. Okay. So what's your reason to be shady moment?
Gosh. Okay. So my reason to be shady moment is that this podcast was almost just called Shady. Okay.
Where was the reasonable?
She left. She quit.
She quit. Oh, that's right.
Because,
yes. Reasonable almost quit this week.
Yes. And reasonable almost quit. Because this damn TV show.
Yes. But I thank God Reasonable is back.
Yeah. Reasonable's back. Reasonable was also on her period. So, yes. I was on my period. I watched the episode that just recently aired. And I was like, I'm mad. Why did she say that shit about Juan? He didn't do all that. It wasn't that bad. Blah, 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 blah. Whatever. So, yeah. And I was literally about to be like, this podcast is just going to be called Shady.
So who would I be talking to if the podcast is called Shady?
Yourself.
Damn. That might be kind of good.
Yourself.
I think people might want to just hear me talking to myself.
That is true. They might.
They would not.
They might. No, they might love that.
I don't think so. So we need the reasonable.
Keep trying it and we're going to find out.
Okay. Moving on. We're moving on. Robin's over here punking me. Okay. So I do have a shady moment.
Good.
So I've talked about this before. I take a jump roping class at my gym Equinox.
How is that on your joints?
The jump roping class?
Like your knees and stuff, yeah.
It hasn't hurt my knees.
Okay.
Yeah. This specimen over here, this fine machine called Giselle.
Okay.
Is, you know, her joints are good.
Good.
So this guy named Tim, Timbo Williams, he teaches the class.
Okay.
And he's like, I think I've talked about Tim before. He's amazing. He's an instructor. He's like one of the top instructors at Equinox worldwide.
Okay.
If he's not, I'm just lying and making this up.
Exaggerating as you do.
So Tim, I hadn't been to the class in a while because we've just been traveling or whatever. So I got there and this was over the holidays. So this has been festering in my body for a minute. So I get to the class. I'm so excited. I'm going to see my boy Tim because, you know, we always pound it out.
Mm-hmm.
And he always says,
pound it out. Okay.
I mean, no. We give each other a pound.
Okay. All right.
Yes. I think he is very much not on my team. I think he likes men.
You're about Tim.
Yeah. No, Tim likes men.
Okay? Oh, okay.
Yes.
All right.
And, if you go to Tim's Instagram, which I think it's Timbo, you will see. He loves men.
Okay.
Yeah, he always has on a Speedo and they're like in Fire Island.
Got it.
Okay. And he might even have met Andy a couple times or two.
Okay.
So anyway, moving on. Not the point of the story.
Here she goes starting rumors, y'all.
No, it's the truth. No, he told me. He told me. So anyway, what was I saying? Oh, yeah. So I get to the class and Jill, I don't know Jill's last name. I can't remember her last name, was taking over his class because he was out of town. Jill runs all the instructors. So she's like the instructor to the instructors.
Yeah.
Jill is like like a military sergeant.
Ooh.
She is like, if you take her class, you know that you're about to throw up.
Okay.
Like, it's serious. Like, it's not even a game with Jill.
Okay.
So, hi, Jill. And sometimes Jill's friends listen to the podcast. Hi, Jill. How you doing?
Okay.
Yeah, I was mad. I saw Jill and I was like, no. Hell no.
Hell no.
I was like, oh my God.
She's about to kill
me. I was pissed. Okay. Long story short, I couldn't breathe for like 4 days.
What?
After the jump rope in class.
She
yeah.
killed you?
She killed me.
Wow.
I mean, so it's like a love hate.
Yeah.
Like you hate her when you see her, but you love her because it's amazing.
Like, wow. And I survived Jill.
I survived Jill. So thanks, Jill, but no thanks.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah.
So that was
you
my
need
shady
a warning
moment.
When Jill is filling in.
Yeah. Jill. Whew.
But I feel like that's like, that's a challenge.
Oh, Jill is.
Tim, you got
she's
Jill.
Not a game. She takes no prisoners, but there I mean, still. I was not in the mood to be killed. Like,
right.
You know when your lungs hurt?
Yes.
Yeah, my lungs was hurting for like 8 days. Okay. Anyway, we're moving
that
on.
That don't sound healthy.
It was not. It was not. Okay. And I want to bring us back to the airline industry. Can we talk about the airline industry?
What they do now?
Do you remember how I've always mentioned that I don't like crossing the threshold of the line that separates first class from
yes.
coach, because in coach it's the wild wild west and
yes.
everybody be acting crazy.
Yes.
So we're gonna talk about the woman that couldn't go to the bathroom, so she pulled down her pants and was about to pee in the aisle.
When did this happen?
Okay, so where you
and
been?
What airline?
Oh, okay, I'm about to pull it up. So
okay. So
there was an incident, y'all.
Oh, goodness.
There was a situation, y'all. Now, mind
crazy.
You, as I'm looking this up, you know that they're giving out $250,000 to men, or not men, but to people that want to become a pilot. They're giving incentives
no way.
And bonuses because there aren't enough pilots out here.
Really? But so why are they forcing the older pilots to retire? Because they get paid too much?
I don't know. They're forcing them
they
to
have,
retire.
Yeah, that was, have? I heard that a while ago, that they were forcing older pilots to retire into early retirement.
It could be safety. It could be.
I don't know.
No, I think it happened over the COVID because nobody was flying. So they
right.
tried to get
so
them
now,
to. So now they stuck with not.
So
not
now
enough.
That everyone is out.
Oh,
for real, for real.
People are outside.
Yes.
Getting real.
I saw a report today talking about the cruise lines now are jamming.
Oh, really?
Yes. Which I'm like, remember the cruises? Like that was like. I mean, they got hit really hard.
Yes.
But now they're like
yeah,
jamming. And I'm like, who goes on a cruise?
With all that E. coli and bacteria.
Ugh.
All that COVID.
I went on
number
a cruise
nine,
one
10,
time
and 11.
I said never again.
Never again.
Uh-uh.
Okay. So this lady, it does not say the airline, says after the flight attendant blocked a woman from going to the bathroom, she threatened to pee in the aisle and popped.
A squat?
No. No, she popped a butt-naked squat next to a horrified passenger.
Wait, do we have video
next
of
next to
this?
A horrified passenger. We do not have video, but we have some pictures.
Oh, we have pictures.
We have pictures. So the flight attendant said, you cannot go to the bathroom. She said, really? She said, watch me. Watch me work.
This is on
watch
TMZ,
me
y'all.
This is on TMZ. So she pulled, I'm surprised you missed this. She pulled down her pants and she popped a squat. And was about to pee. And then I think the flight attendant was like, oh,
yeah,
gone.
Let's go.
Going to pee. Okay. How crazy is that?
That is insane.
Listen,
that is,
it's the Wild Wild West back there.
It is the Wild Wild West. Because you literally are in the back or on the plane with hundreds of people that you don't know.
No.
And you don't know what you're going to get.
No, you don't.
I have been fortunate to never experience anything crazy on a plane.
Really?
Yeah.
Oh, okay. I've experienced all kinds of people just screaming for no reason.
Well, yeah. I mean, people just get frustrated, but nothing like crazy where it's like, let me pull out the phone and record.
No, no. Okay. So remember when Snoop, who we love,
yeah,
said he was quitting smoking?
Yes.
He was quitting smoke.
Yeah.
Or did he say he was quitting smoking or quitting smoke? He was either one.
Smoke. Yeah. He didn't say smoking. He said smoke.
He said smoke.
Uh-huh.
And so we all thought he was about to die.
Right. Right, I know.
We thought the Snoop.
We like,
the
oh, he has lung cancer.
Oh, what's the song? What's the song?
S N double O P.
No,
D O double G. What?
No, it's the. Damn, I can't think of his song. Anyway,
Snoop Doggy Dog. I don't know.
I was praying.
You prayed for him.
I prayed for him. I was like, please, Lord, don't take Snoop. He is like our granddaddy icon. Okay, oh he's not granddaddy, but you know, Snoop just, he's like, yes, Uncle Snoop.
Yes, we ain't ready for him to go.
No, we're not ready for him to go. And then Meek Mill came out and was like, I'm gonna give it smoke. Snoop's doing it, I'm gonna do it too.
Right.
I'm giving up smoke. And I was like, oh my God, everybody's dying.
Oh my God.
There's too much fentanyl in the
Not fentanyl.
There's fentanyl in the weed.
Oh my gosh. And nobody, look, if there's fentanyl in the weed, they dying like that.
Okay, we
it's not a slow
Don't
burn.
Don't kill my Snoop.
It's not a slow burn.
D-O-double-G. That's what he is. The yes. D-O-double-G.
Did I say that?
Yes, that's I think that's what you No. Did you say D-O-double-G?
S-N-O-O-P D-O-double-G. Yeah.
Okay, give it to me like the S. No, is it the S, the N, the O?
No, it's not. Next.
Okay.
No.
Anyway. So everybody was like upset, crying. Oh my God.
Everyone was crying.
I was upset. I was like, what's going to happen to Snoop?
Were you crying?
I wasn't crying, but I was like, not another one bites the dust. Anyway, this fool was, he tricked us.
He sure did.
I have an announcement. I'm giving up smoke. I know what you're thinking. Snoop, smoke is kind of your whole thing. But I'm done with it. Done with the coughing and my clothes smelling all sticky icky. I'm going smokeless. Solo stole Fix Fire. They took out the smoke. Clever.
It is the best, I think, genius promotion for a smokeless. Is it a smokeless fire pit?
But something like that.
It's like a smokeless fire pit.
Yeah.
But it was like genius.
I couldn't smoke. Yes, it was. Because he had everyone's attention. We all wanted to hear more. Like, okay, well, what is going on?
Because
like,
he asked everybody.
What's the reason?
You know, he asked everybody to like not be respectful to his family.
Oh, yeah, like his privacy or something.
Be respectful to his privacy during his time. What?
Right. After long conversations with my family, I couldn't smoke.
I have decided. Me and my wife had a huddle and we decided.
So do you think people were mad because they were duped? You know what I mean?
Like some people I think were probably a little pissed because they were duped. But you had to respect the fact that it's genius. It's the Snoop Stove Bonfire 20 plus a stand. It's a limited edition. And I love Snoop Stove. I might have to get a Snoop Stove. So is it a fireplace or just like, it's a 20 inch. So it's really not that big. So it's like a little fire pit for s'mores and for you to light up another doogie.
Right.
Do they call it a doogie? What do they call?
A blunt?
A ganja.
What?
What do the old people call it? Spliff?
A blunt.
A blunt?
I don't know.
They don't call it blunts anymore.
What do they don't? What
they
do
call it a stick. Stick. The young people call it a stick. Give me 20 sticks.
Who's?
Why would I know that?
Curly?
Yes, they call
it sticks.
Yeah,
I don't know what the young people call it.
Listen.
The young people in my house better not be anywhere near it. So.
We're going to get to the young people at your house who are not young anymore. They're grown men. Okay, so it's not a doogie or a gunji. Wait a minute. It's not a, what'd you call it? A blunt. The old folks used to call it.
Curly, can you look it up?
The smack-a-whack.
No.
The oh smackdown. It's called a stick. Okay, smoking a blunt, a joint.
A joint? Are you kidding me right now?
Old people called it a joint.
The old people?
Yeah.
Oh, okay. I thought you were saying this is what the young people are calling it.
No, young people call it a stick.
Okay.
Trust and believe.
Okay.
And I don't know that because I live with young people.
Right.
Because they don't do such.
Okay.
But it's called a stick.
Okay.
And if it's not, somebody write in and tell us that we don't know what we're talking about.
Y'all, clearly we don't smoke.
Yeah, see, it's called a hot stick.
What the hell?
Okay.
Can't they just call it a blunt?
Well, I mean, we can call it a blunt, but you know, the young people want to come up with their own terminology.
Yeah, I guess so.
Something that makes me crazy is when people say, well, I had this career before, but it was a waste. And that's where the perspective shift comes, that it's not a waste, that everything you've done has built you to where you are now. This is She Pivots, the podcast where we explore the inspiring pivots women have made and dig deeper into the personal reasons behind them. Join me, Emily Tisch Sussman, every Wednesday on She Pivots as I sit down with inspiring women like Misty Copeland, Brooke Shields, Vanessa Hudgens, and so many more. We dive into how these women made their pivot and their mindset shifts that happened as a result. It's a podcast about women, their stories, and how their pivot became their success. Listen to She Pivots on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
The Big Take from Bloomberg News brings you what's shaping the world's economies with the smartest and best-informed business reporters around the world.
Western nations like the U.S. and Europe.
Mexico will likely have its first female president.
And then you have China.
And help you understand what's happening, what it means, and why it matters.
He'll get his yo-yos to Europe in time. But the longer this drags on, the more worry he's getting.
They knew that they needed to do this as fast as they possibly could to get a drug on the market as fast as they could.
I'm David Gura.
I'm Sarah Holder.
I'm Saleha Mohsen. We cover the stories behind what's moving money and markets.
Basically, everyone was expecting, if not a calamity, certainly a recession.
But the problem is that that paperwork, as our reporting showed, is fake.
As someone who's covering the market, I'm often very worried about an imminent collapse. So I'm thinking about it quite often.
Listen to The Big Take on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Welcome to Season 9 of Next Question with me, Katie Couric. It is 2024, and we're going to get through this together, folks. My campaign promise to all of you here on Next Question, it's going to be a good time the whole time, we hope. I have some big news to share with you in our season premiere featuring Kris Jenner, who's got some words of wisdom for me on being a good grandmother, or in her case, a good lovey.
You know, you start thinking of what you want your grandmother name to be. Like, are they going to call me grandma like I called my grandmother? So I got to choose my name, which is now Lovey.
I'll also be joined by Hillary Clinton, Renee Fleming, Liz Cheney, to name a few. So come on in and take a break from the incessant negativity for a weekly dose of fascinating conversations. Some of them, I promise, will actually put you in a good mood.
I loved it. Your energy and joy.
I'm squeezing every minute I can for you out of this season of Next Question.
Last question, I promise. You have to go. I have to go. But it's been so fun.
And I can't wait for you to hear it. Listen to Next Question with me, Katie Couric, on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Imagine you ask two people the same exact set of seven questions. I'm Minnie Driver, and this was the idea I set out to explore in my podcast, Mini Questions. This year, we bring a whole new group of guests to answer the same seven questions, including actress and star of the mega hit sitcom Friends, Courteney Cox.
You can't go around it, so you just go through it. This is a roadblock. It's going to catch you down the road. Go through it. Deal with it.
Comedian, writer, and star of the series Catastrophe, Rob Delaney.
I shouldn't feel guilty about my son's death. He died of a brain tumor. It's part of what happens when your kid dies. Intellectually, you'll understand that it's not your fault, but you'll still feel guilty.
Alt-rock icon, Liz Phair.
That personal disaster wrote Guyville. So everything comes out of a dead end.
And many, many more. Join me on Season 3 of Mini Questions on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your favorite podcasts. Seven questions, limitless answers.
I don't understand what the big fat ones are. You don't put those inside of you, do you? I mean, you do?
Yes. This is a show about women.
Okay, so I just reapply my lip gloss after eating a delicious lunch. We are headed back now to European Political Systems class at Baruch College. Woo!
Finally, a show about women that isn't just a thinly veiled aspirational nightmare. That's it. That's actually the name of the show. It's not hosted, not narrated. We're just dropping into a woman's world. It's like reality TV on the radio.
I found out when my dad was gay when I was 10. We were in a convertible on the 405 freeway, listening to the B-52s. And looking back, I should have said, this is gay. This is already all gay.
Listen to Finally a Show on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Now, I did want to talk about Tiffany Haddish, because we have met Tiffany Haddish once upon a time, Robin and I.
When she had a show.
We went to her show. She was funny. We went backstage. She said we smelled nice. And she
I
did.
I remember that. That she was did. So long ago.
Well, in her set, she talked about rich people smell different.
Okay.
and they smell like money.
Okay.
So I asked her to smell us.
Oh, okay.
And she said, we smell good.
We smell good.
She didn't say we smell rich. She just said we smell good.
Okay.
Anyway, okay. So yes, she got like another DUI.
Mm-hmm.
And I just want her, I'm going to send her like a gift card. It's going to be an Uber. Yes.
Right.
An Uber gift card.
Yeah. Like there's no excuse at this point.
No.
No excuse. Especially when you're at the point where you get a DUI. Like, okay, I understand you have a couple drinks, you drive home.
Right.
Okay, be careful. But to the point where you're getting a DUI.
But is a couple drinks, if you blow on a thing, will that give you?
No, I don't even think so.
Oh, you don't?
I don't. Well, I guess it depends on your.
What's the, I wonder what the number is. Yeah.
Like what was her number?
No, what the number is to make you get a DUI. Like, is it because you have
four
drinks?
Oh, I think it varies in the different states.
On your blood.
Yeah.
And how much food you ate.
All of that.
And how much,
right?
Your ganja, and how much ganja you smoked.
Right.
What doogie did you smoke?
Right.
All right. Anyway.
And then how do they test that? It like, cause she, so the DUI doesn't have to just be alcohol. It could be weed.
No, I don't think you get arrested for weed. You could drive.
But how do they test for that in that moment?
You can drive high as a kite. Yes,
no,
you can.
Okay. No, let me tell you something. I can drive. I have done both. And you know, I can admit I'm not perfect. I have driven drunk. And I have driven high.
Okay, but wait a minute. When you were
so much harder for me to drive high.
But when you were so driving much harder. High, what did you? Was it an edible? Was it a gunji? Was it a joint? Was it a stick? What was it, Robin? Give us. Was it a brownie?
A joint.
Was it,
a joint or a blunt? I don't know.
It was a blunt. Okay.
It was either a joint or a blunt.
Okay. So
I'm saying, I honestly, and so it's so crazy to me because now when you drive around, like you drive around and you get. People's weed smoke all in your car all the time. Like, so people are
driving. Where are you driving?
Around here, Maryland, DC, Baltimore.
You drive with your window never, down?
No, but the stuff, the smell gets in your car.
It does?
Yes.
What in the world?
Everywhere, anywhere, it don't matter.
That's never happened to me.
Are you kidding me?
No.
Driving down 95, I can literally get a whiff of weed in my car. And I'm
no
like,
way.
Yes, all the time.
Oh, wow.
I can't believe you've never experienced
that. That's never happened to me.
It happens all the time.
Okay.
All the time.
I don't know where they drive.
Literally, it'll be.
Y'all, I don't know where they driving. I'm just here to tell y'all.
Literally, it could literally be people in, like, workers in a van. Like, they're supposed to be going from one job to the next, and there's weed smoke coming into my car.
So you feel like.
So people are smoking weed all day, every day. Because now it's legal in Maryland, right?
Okay. So you feel like you can drive high, but you can't drive drunk.
No. I personally, I feel that I can drive drunk better.
Yeah.
I'm not advocating for anybody to do either one. Personally, I find it harder to drive high.
Than drunk.
Yes.
Okay. What if you've gotten both? What if you're drunk and high?
That's a disaster. Like, don't do it.
Don't do it. Okay. Uber, people. Oops.
Don't do it. Now, but I'm saying as you know, as you get older, of course, like I've done some dumb shit in my life, right?
Yeah.
I've talked about it. So dumb shit growing up to the point where you like, you know, as a 44-year-old woman, I look back and I'm like, wow, like I'm lucky and blessed that I'm, you know, still here.
Yes.
That I haven't done something stupid enough to really have like crazy bad consequences. But when I think about the times when I have driven drunk or driven high, I'm like, that was really stupid.
I know.
Really, really stupid. But I felt like driving high was so much more difficult for me. That's just my personal opinion.
I've driven drunk a time or two.
So how do they, Carla sent me this. So how do the police tell if someone is driving high? They look for signs of impairment and they use drug recognition experts to determine if someone is driving while under the influence
what?
Of marijuana.
Come on now. What is that?
Yeah,
they smell you?
Well, yeah, they probably can smell for sure.
But there's degrees of high. There's high as a kite and there's high as a balloon.
Right. So should it be like not at all? I don't know. I think that's something that they still have to figure out. You know, how do they police that?
Yeah. Crazy. I don't know. I have no idea.
That shit is.
I call Uber.
Right.
Yes.
Yes. So, yes.
So we're going to send Tiffany Haddish an Uber credit.
She has a lot to lose, a lot to, you know, and.
Like her life.
Yeah.
Like,
her life, someone else's life.
Yes.
But her career, all of that. Like,
we want her around.
You need everyone. Just, yes. If you are in a place of impairment, get an Uber driver.
Yes. This Uber, Lyft,
Yeah.
There's a new one.
I heard there's a service, though, that people will come and drive your car home.
Yes. That's. So then how do they get home?
I guess it has to be two people involved.
Okay.
Two more people involved. You know what I'm saying? Like,
So
they drive to you.
Yeah.
So two people drive to you.
And then one person jumps into your car and drives you home, and then they leave.
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay. I like that.
Yeah. We need to know the name of that.
Yes.
And if that's.
It's called Reasonable Choice. I was about to say,
I like that name.
They stole our name. We thought it was Reasonable Choice. No, Responsible Choice. I think
Responsible
that's great.
Responsible Choice. Okay.
And is that nationwide? We got to figure out if that's nationwide.
I don't know, but that's something good to know.
Okay. So guess who doesn't have a ride these days?
Who?
Lori Harvey. So
she doesn't have a ride?
She doesn't have a ride these days because she and her boo
broke up.
Damon?
Boo number 2800.
Damson.
Idris
have broken up. This was a little while ago they broke up.
Yeah.
Which we saw it coming. And that's been that was breakup
did
number.
Did we see it coming? Why did we see it coming?
We saw it coming because she's on a roll here. Yeah. she gets them to break up with them. And gets them to break up. Okay, so the question is, because she didn't been through them.
Yes.
Who do you think her next boyfriend will be?
I'm making a prediction.
This is just the boyfriends that we have known of.
Right. Like, who is she going to step out in
Michael
public?
B. Jordan, mm-hmm. Damson,
mm-hmm. Future.
Future, Trey Songz, Diddy, potentially. That was never confirmed. His son, potentially, that was never confirmed. She was engaged to a footballer.
Oh, yeah, the soccer player.
Okay.
Yeah, that's...
Michael Jackson.
All right. I'm going out on a limb.
Okay.
Okay. She's going to switch it up.
Yep.
She's going to go outside the race.
Okay.
And she's going to date Jack Harlow next.
Jack Harlow?
Yep.
Really?
This is a...
You know what?
Extremely random prediction.
Okay. But actually that might work.
Interesting, right?
I was going to say... Wow. I was going to say Jason Momoa.
No, I don't think he would go for her.
You don't think he would go for her?
No, you don't really go from Lisa Bonet to Lori Harvey.
No, you know what I'm saying? I think he might want to try something different because that would be very different.
Very true. No. Mm-mm.
No?
I don't know. I don't like that one. But
it's either that or Will Smith. One of the two. And Jade is fine with it.
It's Will
totally
and Jada Smith.
Both of them, you get a two for one. Yes. Oh my gosh. And how do you feel Michael B. Jordan is, do you think he laughed when he heard that they broke up?
He probably laughed when he heard that they were dating. And then he laughed when he heard that they broke up.
True. True.
But then did you see the girl take a lie detector test?
Which one?
On Selling Sunset.
Oh,
Nick
that was
Cannon's
painful.
Baby mama, Brie, right?
Yes. Now, why was she taking a lie detector test?
Yeah, I don't know. It was on the
reunion. So Nick Cannon's, one of his baby mama, Brie, was taking a lie detector test.
Uh-huh.
We don't know why.
Right.
But one of the questions was...
Is something like if Michael B. Jordan is good in bed.
Yes. And she said no.
And she said no. And the lie detector test said she was not lying. Like, why are we doing this?
And so I just want the people to understand that I called this about whenever Lori Harvey broke up with him.
Yeah.
I was like, he ain't good in bed.
Yeah.
I mean, no shade to Michael B. Jordan. We think he's a great guy.
Right.
But, you know, being good in bed is it an art form? Is it? No. Okay.
I think it's taken for granted. I think some of these guys, like people like Michael B. Jordan or guys who are like, you know, the hot, sexy thing.
Yeah.
They think their presence is enough.
Oh, really?
You know what I'm saying?
Their presence is enough?
Yeah.
So once they take off their clothes, they don't need to do nothing?
Pretty much.
Oh, wow.
I don't know. That's just my guess.
Okay.
I don't know.
But she stayed with him for a long time for him to be bad in bed.
Well, it was Michael B. Jordan.
Oh,
She probably thought, oh, it can get better. We can get, you know, we can.
And we can work on it.
Yeah.
Okay. But do you feel, I do feel this way. I feel like, let's say Michael B. Jordan. Let's say he was bad with Brie.
Okay.
I feel like he could be great with someone else.
True.
I feel like it's a chemistry thing.
Right.
It's a stylistic thing. It's a lot involved.
That's true. Yeah, that's true. Everyone is different.
Yeah.
The interactions, I think the two people make a big difference.
Yes.
So yeah.
So, but he has a track record right now.
So, okay. So knowing this, Giselle, Uh-huh. You know, if Michael B. Jordan would be like, hey, Giselle,
I like you. I give him at least one go.
You give him a try?
To see. Okay. Like, what? And now I'm curious. Like, how bad is bad? Like, what does bad look like for you?
Right.
I would, yeah, I'd give it a go.
You would? Okay.
Just like, at least once. And if it was out of between 1 and 10, if it was a 7, mm-hmm. I'd go again.
Okay.
To, you know, see, you know, it could be a 9.
Could it be? Okay.
Yeah. It Got could it. Be a 10. So,
what
yeah.
if it's a 4?
Woo! No. Get okay. out. I don't ever want to see him again. Okay. But that has happened. That's kind of like universal. There are women that have slept with a man and he just sucked.
Right.
Or he came fast, or he just didn't eat it right. Or we're going downhill right now.
Yes. Okay.
So, you know, all these things.
Right. And then they went again.
Hell no. Better. Okay. So let me tell you what Giselle does.
Okay.
Goodbye and good riddance.
Okay. Okay.
Now there are some women, I think, that we'll give you another shot.
Yes.
Well, there could be other things that has happened. For instance, you could be drunk.
Right.
Drunk and high with a doogie.
Yeah.
Yeah. It could be all kinds of things. So I might give you another chance.
Right. Okay. Yes. I think coming fast is not, on the first time, is not a reason to kick somebody to the curb.
No.
Yeah. I think you should give that person another
though.
Try.
I have.
Okay.
Yes.
Okay.
I was like, yeah, player, get out.
Okay.
Yeah. So, but I'm just saying.
Got it.
The you know, you can assess. You can do an overall assessment.
Yeah.
You can be like, okay,
right.
This was worth, garbage.
Yes.
And is it worth me even
trying
taking
again.
Off my panties?
Yes.
And the answer would be no.
Okay.
Okay. But
right. Good
I don't know.
Know.
Let us know, ladies. I would like the ladies to write in.
Yeah. Like, what's a deal breaker?
No. What, like, if it's a scale of 1 to 10 and it's a 4, do you give them another chance?
Okay.
Or
I like that question.
Like, what happened to on the first time mm-hmm. that you said, I never want to do this again?
Mm-hmm.
Right.
Yeah. That I want to know that. Like, what happened for you to be like, I'm never again.
Never again.
Yes.
Something that makes me crazy is when people say, well, I had this career before, but it was a waste. And that's where the perspective shift comes, that it's not a waste, that everything you've done has built you to where you are now. This is She Pivots, the podcast where we explore the inspiring pivots women have made and dig deeper into the personal reasons behind them. Join me, Emily Tisch Sussman, every Wednesday on She Pivots as I sit down with inspiring women like Misty Copeland, Brooke Shields, Vanessa Hudgens, and so many more. We dive into how these women made their pivot and their mindset shifts that happened as a result. It's a podcast about women, their stories, and how their pivot became their success. Listen to She Pivots on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
The Big Take from Bloomberg News brings you what's shaping the world's economies with the smartest and best-informed business reporters around the world.
Western nations like the U.S. and Europe.
Mexico will likely have its first female president.
And then you have China.
And help you understand what's happening, what it means, and why it matters.
He'll get his yo-yos to Europe in time. But the longer this drags on, the more worry he's getting.
They knew that they needed to do this as fast as they possibly could to get a drug on the market as fast as they could.
I'm David Gura.
I'm Sarah Holder.
I'm Saleha Mohsen. We cover the stories behind what's moving money and markets.
Basically, everyone was expecting, if not a calamity, certainly a recession.
But the problem is that paperwork, as our reporting showed, is fake.
As someone who's covering the market, I'm often very worried about an imminent collapse. So I'm thinking about it quite often.
Listen to The Big Take on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Imagine you ask two people the same exact set of 7 questions. I'm Minnie Driver, and this was the idea I set out to explore in my podcast, Mini Questions. This year, we bring a whole new group of guests to answer the same 7 questions, including actress and star of the mega hit sitcom Friends, Courteney Cox.
You can't go around it, so you just go through it. This is a roadblock. It's going to catch you down the road. Go through it. Deal with it.
Comedian, writer, and star of the series Catastrophe, Rob Delaney.
I shouldn't feel guilty about my son's death. He died of a brain tumor. It's part of what happens when your kid dies. Intellectually, you'll understand that it's not your fault, but you'll still feel guilty.
Alt-rock icon, Liz Phair.
That personal disaster wrote Guyville. So everything comes out of a dead end.
And many, many more. Join me on season 3 of Mini Questions on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your favorite podcasts. 7 questions, limitless answers.
I don't understand what the big fat ones are. You don't put those inside of you, do you? I mean, you do?
Yes. This is a show about women.
Okay, so I just reapply my lip gloss after eating a delicious lunch. We are headed back now to European Political Systems class at Baruch College. Woo!
Finally, a show about women that isn't just a thinly veiled aspirational nightmare. That's it. That's actually the name of the show. It's not hosted, not narrated. We're just dropping into a woman's world. It's like reality TV on the radio.
I found out when my dad was gay when I was 10. We were in a convertible on the 405 freeway, listening to the B-52s. And looking back, I should have said, this is gay. This is already all gay.
Listen to Finally a Show on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Welcome to Season 9 of Next Question with me, Katie Couric. It is 2024, and we're going to get through this together, folks. My campaign promise to all of you, here on Next Question, it's going to be a good time the whole time, we hope. I have some big news to share with you on our season premiere featuring Kris Jenner, who's got some words of wisdom for me on being a good grandmother, or in her case, a good lovey.
You know, you start thinking of what you want your grandmother name to be. Like, are they going to call me grandma like I called my grandmother? So I got to choose my name, which is now Lovey.
I'll also be joined by Hillary Clinton, Renee Fleming, Liz Cheney, to name a few. So come on in and take a break from the incessant negativity for a weekly dose of fascinating conversations. Some of them, I promise, will actually put you in a good mood.
I loved it. Your energy and joy.
I'm squeezing every minute I can for you out of this season of Next Question.
Last question, I promise. You have to go. I have to go. But it's been so fun, and I can't wait for you to hear it.
Listen to Next Question with me, Katie Couric, on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Speaking of never again. Guess we won't hear take that anymore. Do y'all know who I'm talking about? Because I'm referring to the man called Sean Puffy Combs. Because he's had a hard couple weeks.
It's been a lot. Yes.
Okay. First and foremost, his ex-girlfriend came out with all kinds of allegations. Mm. She said, you raped me. You beat me up.
Right. Did she use that word?
You assaulted me.
You groomed me. Yeah.
You treated me badly.
Right. Forced her to have sex with other men.
All kinds of stuff.
Yeah.
And she said, and it was a civil case. Yeah. So she said, bring me, write me that check.
Right.
Run that check over
that
here.
Bitch, pay me.
And so to the tune of like $30 million.
Right.
Run the check. And he said, I ain't running the check. And then less than 24 hours later, he ran that check. I mean, that was the fastest settlement I've ever seen. I literally thought I was getting punked. I'm like, because when I read that it was over and it was settled, I was like, no, this
Did
can't
this really
be right.
Happen? Right.
Like, what happened here?
Right.
That's how you know. Let's guesstimate how much the check really was.
Ooh.
She asked for 30.
Is that a rumor? Is that what the lawyer said? Wasn't it just... Or did she really initially ask for $30 million? I feel like the lawyer, Puffy's lawyer, was like, "Oh, she asked us for $30 million."
I don't know. I can't remember. It happened too fast, Robin. I can't remember what happened. But like, it was. We heard the number $30 million.
Yeah, we heard $30 million.
Yes, $30
came
million
from somewhere.
Yes,
we don't know what they settled for.
She was. Mm-hmm. I think she was asking for 30. 30 is a good number.
Okay.
Okay. So, but I believe because it settled so fast, I'm sure she got like double that. At least, right?
Right. Yeah.
I'm 50.
I don't know. We know that she got a lot.
She got a lot.
So how do we, okay. So, you know, you have people who have differing opinions on it, right?
Okay.
Because it's like, oh, well, she just wanted money.
Right.
versus...
Oh, it's a money grab. You know I hate that term.
Right.
Oh, it's just a money grab. What does that even mean?
Right. Because it's like, okay, if you, you know, and then it's like, oh, well, why did she wait so long?
Yeah.
Which I believe she probably has dealt with so many emotions and so many just effects from this. And so it's probably taken this long for her to have the courage.
Yes.
To speak up.
Right. I'm sure she was very scared because things have happened that are scary. People have come up missing.
Right. Right.
Cars have been blown up.
Right.
Things have happened. So it's like, okay, that's very scary.
Yeah.
So she got the courage.
Yeah.
Which, thank God.
Right.
And she handled her business. Now, since then, because that was why we say Puffy's gonna have a bad week, about 17 other women have come out to say, no, I'm just kidding. It's about two other women have come out to say that they were also sexually assaulted by him.
Yeah.
With very detailed stories.
Right.
We'll say allegedly because nothing has been proven.
Right.
But the stories are extremely detailed.
Mm.
And I always say the truth is in the details.
Right.
There's that. And then, like, I think he was affiliated with some college. They dropped him.
Yeah.
He got dropped by Macy's.
He stepped down from Revolt.
He stepped down from Revolt. And 50 Cent, of all people, said, player,
I'll buy it. Give me that.
Give me that. 50 Cent said, I'll take that, take that, take that.
Yeah.
And then there was another, Sean John, Macy's. And then did Chirac come out and say
anything? I know. I feel like there was the liquor brand cut ties too.
They might have.
I feel like I heard that. I mean.
It don't pay to play.
No. It's horrible. It's horrible. And even, you know, it's funny. It's like, then you have all these old interviews that are resurfacing where people like alluded to stuff and stuff is making sense. So even like the girl, the Asian girl that recently had a baby by him.
What'd she say?
She said something about him beating her. Yeah.
No.
This was in an interview like a long time ago.
Not Love's mama?
Yes.
No.
Yeah.
Oh, God.
Yeah. Yeah, she said something about him beating her, but she wasn't, you know, pressing charges or anything. But she was literally on doing some type of interview with, I can't remember where I saw it, but it's just a lot. Like, that is a scary, dark road that I understand being young and impressionable and thinking that you have some sort of opportunity. You know, Cassie, she wanted to be in the music business and just... Like him literally having her in a chokehold. Sorry, I said the word literally. But like,
literally.
Yeah.
Literally. Literally. Literally.
But she felt like she was in a chokehold.
Yes.
She's young. She's impressionable. She doesn't have anything. She's thinking, you know, he's going to help get her to where she needs to go. And I think that's what a lot of these other women were probably dealing with. And that's that's horrible.
It's sad.
It's horrible.
Anyway, another.
I mean, lucky for him that he's not being prosecuted.
I thought the sexual assault ones.
Oh, is it? Are there?
I don't know if they're civil or criminal. So we need to look that up. But Cassie's lawsuit was for $30 million.
So she did file for $30 million. Okay, because I thought the lawyers came out and was like pretty much trying to imply that it was a money grab, and she's been trying for a long time to get like. Okay, so if she was trying to get money before, why not give it to her to shut her up?
Because he didn't think that this was all that the shit was gonna hit the fan, and guess what? It hit the fan. And Aubrey O'Day said, "I tried to tell y'all, but ain't no way you want to listen to me."
Right.
That Aubrey O'Day is energized.
Oh,
okay,
yeah.
She's ready.
She even went down the road to suggest that Puffy had something to do with Tupac's murder and Biggie's murder.
Okay, yes. Aubrey is coming
she's
for his
going
neck.
Down the road. Like, come on, girl. Just pull it
okay,
in.
Okay, bring it in. Bring it in. And
it's not worth it.
Listen. Yeah, sometimes you just need to, like, mind your business and sit down.
It's
and
not
calm
worth
down.
It.
Whew. All right. Speaking of people who are mad right now, let's talk about everyone's mama, Tina Knowles.
Oh, my God.
Because what she said was, leave my daughter alone.
She went off.
And I'm not
she's
mad
like,
at her.
You idiots. What is she calling
okay,
the people?
So, all types of stuff. So for those of y'all who don't know what we're talking about, and by the way, on Friday, I'm going to see the Renaissance movie.
Oh, you are?
Yes.
Okay. Nice.
I'm going, you know, Anyway, I'm just going to go see the Renaissance movie. I'm so excited about it.
Okay.
With someone who didn't go to the concert.
Oh.
Yeah.
Fun.
Right?
Okay.
So,
nice.
So the premiere of the Renaissance movie happened.
Yeah.
And Beyonce was there. And it's Renaissance. And it's silver. Like, silver is the theme, people.
Right.
So she had on a beautiful silver gown, Donatella-inspired gown. And She had like silver blondish hair.
Mm-hmm.
And
it looked white. So in the pictures, the hair looks white.
White, okay.
And I really think it's just the lighting, the brightness of the lights that really made Beyoncé's complexion look
very light.
Very fair.
Very fair, yes.
Right.
Yes.
And there's two things to think about. Like, okay, light-skinned people, yes, in the winter, we get lighter and lighter.
Yes, right? Unfortunately.
Now, Beyoncé is not as light as us. She has a little more, you know,
pigment,
melanin yeah. than we do, but she still, you know, is a lighter skinned person.
Lighter skinned black woman.
Right.
So people are like, oh my gosh, Beyonce's trying to look white. Oh right. my gosh, I thought this was one of the Kardashians. Oh my gosh, she's right. trying to look white.
She's bleaching and lightening her skin.
Why is she bleaching her skin? Why is she lightening her skin? They even called her, either her makeup artist or her hairstylist, and asked him, it was a reporter,
oh, yes.
asked him about Beyonce and why she wants to look like a white woman. What? Right. What right. are y'all talking about?
Let me look. And Mama Tina said, came across this today and decided to post it after seeing all of the stupid, ignorant, self-hating, racist statements about her lightening her skin and wearing platinum hair, wanting to be white. She does a film called The Renaissance, blah, 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 blah. She went and called people
big losers.
Losers. And hold on, let me see. Bozos.
Yes, bozos.
Clowns.
Clowns.
She used all types of words. And then she said, and this shit is hilarious.
What?
She said, hold on, where is it? Here, you sad little haters come out of the woodwork. Hold on. Blah, 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 blah. Where is it? Oh, I know that she is going to be pissed at me for doing this.
Right.
But I am fed up.
Listen, I'm going to send, I'm going to call Mama Knowles and ask her to say the same thing to all of my haters.
Right.
On the Twitter. Okay. I want her to just unleash the dragon. I call all of them bozos and losers.
Oh my gosh. I love it. Okay. Now let's try to reenact how this conversation went.
Right.
Once when Beyonce saw her
she
mama
was like, mama.
Right.
Why you do that? You ain't supposed to do that. Mama, leave these people alone. You know I don't pay attention to these people. Why you do that?
But I'm happy you did it.
Right. Right. Oh, mama.
Why you do that? Yeah. Mama, these people, they don't know nothing.
Right. It's okay, mama.
It's okay.
I don't hurt anybody, mama.
She doesn't. Leave Beyonce alone. Jesus.
Mama Tina went up. But let me tell you something. I felt this in my spirit.
What?
Mama Tina going off. Because she says a lot of shit that I want to say.
Yeah.
Bozos and losers.
Yes. I keep it. Do you know how many times sometimes I'll start the typing?
Yeah.
And I'll be like, nope, delete
nope,
it.
Nope.
Let me just stop. Let me just not even acknowledge. Don't even get, I'm going to block you, but right. I'm not even going to write you back. I'm not going to name call you. I'm not even going to go there. You're not going to take my energy. But I felt that in my spirit.
Oh, I felt it too. Everything she was saying, I was like, that is what I'm saying to anything that I've ever read that's been negative to right. those people.
Right.
Y'all are bozos right. and losers. Bozos.
And haters.
And haters.
And clowns. All of it.
And she clowns. And clowns.
Mama Tina said, do not play Ooh. With my daughter.
Now, that was funny to me.
I think it's so, I really want to know Beyonce's Finsta. Because you know she has to be on Instagram.
I don't
just
think
scrolling.
So.
I think so.
I don't have a Finsta. Like, I don't have.
You don't, but you have a page. Beyonce doesn't follow anyone on her page, on the Beyonce page. You know what I'm saying?
So oh.
I really, and I think she probably, with her friends and her family,
mm-hmm.
she probably is, you know, commenting, oh, you look cute. You look pretty.
Oh.
Like, you know what I'm saying? And they know
right.
it's her because, you know, Mama Tina knows Beyonce's Finsta. Kelly Rowland knows
yes.
Beyonce's Finsta or whatever. I don't think she needs it to troll people or whatever, but
yeah.
to be able to be human,
right?
To say,
I like that.
Oh, that looks pretty. Oh, mommy, you look pretty. You know, whatever.
Yeah, I'm gonna get a Finsta for are we gonna talk about Jalen Hurts? Is that his name?
Oh, you.
I'm gonna get a Finsta so I can talk to him. Cause that man.
I know. I had to.
I just came across him.
Turn a clip off. I was like, let me scroll.
I just came across him recently. Like maybe I'm late to the game.
You're very late.
How long has he been what he's doing?
Well, he's been in the league not super long, but he made it to the Super Bowl last year.
Okay, so I'm super.
So
late.
That's when he kind of really gained a lot of attention because
right.
he made it to the Super Bowl
right
with
okay.
the Philadelphia Eagles as the starting quarterback.
Oh, he's a quarterback.
Yes.
Oh.
Yes.
Okay, so.
Yes. Yes. He's
this thing called Jalen.
He's very sexy.
What?
Yes.
I mean, beyond.
Where have you been?
Where has Giselle been?
Yes.
And it's so funny because I came across his page. Wait, I came across his page. So I started like going through his page a little bit and I saw like Erica is following him or Erica is like all my friends have liked like several pictures of his. And I'm like, where the hell have I been?
He does this thing where he licks his mouth, like he licks his lips.
Oh, yes. Does he have a girlfriend?
Yes.
Oh, who is his girlfriend? Does he have a wife?
No, but he has a girlfriend. She's cute.
Oh, she is.
Yeah, she's a very like cute. I think you would like look at her and be like, I think you would approve.
Okay, I would approve the girlfriend.
Yeah.
Okay.
She's cute. She looks, I think she's like highly educated, all of that.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay. All right. Well, Jalen, I see you, Jalen. I see you.
She's
okay.
Isn't she like a she has some type of, I don't know if she's a lawyer or something.
She has a okay.
No. No, his agent is not. She's not his agent. His agent is a black woman, though.
Okay. Well, he plays for Philly?
Yes.
Reasonably Shady is coming to Philly very soon. Jalen, we're doing a live show in Philadelphia, Mr. Jalen. So we are personally inviting you.
She's not joking, y'all. We actually are doing a live show in Philly soon.
Yes, we are. So
what is it? February?
February 1st. Is it the 1st? February 1st. Yes. We're doing a live show in Philly. Tickets will be going on sale if they're not already very soon.
Yeah.
And Jalen, you're invited. You have a VIPPP pass from Giselle. Okay. Anyway, moving on.
You know, you met Jason at a Reasonably Shady live show.
I sure did. So, I sure did. Hey. And by the way, Jason and I, as he informed me, and he's saying to me, happy anniversary. We've known each other for a year.
Oh, yes. Because our live show in New York was a year ago.
And I sent him an apron, having nothing to do. I'm going to show you. Jason, okay. I'm sorry. I'm going to show Robin a picture. I sent him an apron because it was like because Jason cooks. It was one of Oprah's favorite things.
Oh, nice.
And I was like, when you put it on, take a picture. He said, okay.
Oh, stop. I can't.
The picture is very scandalous. Okay. It's a scandalous picture. But Jason, you looking just as good as Jalen. Okay. The end. Boom.
Very nice.
Yes. Okay. Anyway, we're out of here. We got to go.
All right.
Don't ever forget to live your life either reasonable or shady.
Or both. Bye.
Bye.
Reasonably Shady is a production of the Black Effect Podcast Network.
For more podcasts from iHeartRadio, visit the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you listen to your favorite shows.
And you can connect with us on social media at Robin Dixon 10, Giselle Bryant, and Reasonably Shady.
I'm Saleha Mohsen, and I've covered economic policy for years and reported on how it impacts people across the United States. In 2016, I saw how voters were leaning towards Trump and how so many Americans felt misunderstood by Washington. So I started The Big Take DC. We dig into how money, politics, and power shape government and the consequences for voters. With new episodes every Thursday, you can listen to The Big Take DC on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
The Black Effect presents Family Therapy, and I'm your host, Elliot Connie. Jay is the woman in this dynamic who is currently co-parenting two young boys with her former partner, David.
David, he is a leader. He just don't want to leave me.
But how do you lead a woman? How do you lead in a relationship? Like, what's the blueprint?
David, you just asked the most important question. Listen to Family Therapy on the Black Effect Podcast Network, iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
I'm Tamika D. Mallory.
And it's your boy, my son, the General.
And we are your hosts of TMI. And catch us every Wednesday on the Black Effect Network, breaking down social and civil rights issues, pop culture, and politics in hopes of pushing our culture forward to make the world a better place for generations to come. Listen to TMI on the Black Effect Podcast Network, iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
That's right.
I used to have so many men.
How this beguiling woman in her 50s...
She looked like a million bucks.
...scams a bunch of famous athletes out of untold fortunes...
Nearly $10 million was all gone.
It's just unbelievable.
Hide your money in your old Richmond, because she is on the prowl.
Listen to Queen of the Con, Season 5, The Athlete Whisperer, on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Danielle Moody here, host of the Woke AF Daily podcast. We've been with iHeart for a year, and what a year it has been. As we head deeper into 2024 and yet another life-changing election cycle, Woke AF Daily is here to keep you sane and woke. Make Woke AF Daily your podcast destination for 2024 election news and analysis. Listen to Woke AF Daily Season 5 on the iHeart Radio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.